How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at rss.com.
Hey there, math and science fanatics. It's time to dive into a topic that's crucial in the world of academia, journal rankings. You see, the world of research, where groundbreaking discoveries are made, not all journals are created equal. Think of it like a basketball league. Some teams consistently make it to the playoffs, while others, well, not so much. Similarly, some journals are considered top tier, publishing research that's highly influential and widely cited by other scientists. These rankings matter because they provide a snapshot of a journal's reputation and the potential impact of the research published within its pages. For researchers, getting their work published in high-ranking journals is a big deal. It's like hitting a game-winning shot. It boosts their credibility and visibility within the scientific community. So, how are these rankings determined? This week, you're going to find out the tidbits behind the scenes of journal rankings. I'm your host, Autumn Fanef, and in this minisode of Breaking Math, we're about to dive into the fascinating world of journal metrics. One of the most widely used metrics for assessing journal prestige is impact factor. Think of it as a popularity contest for academic journals. The higher the impact factor, the more influential the journal is considered to be. But how do we measure this popularity? It all comes down to citations, those little footnotes and references you see sprinkled throughout your research papers. Those are really important. When a paper gets cited by another researcher, it's like getting a vote of confidence, a sign that the research is valuable and making a splash in the academic world. The impact factor essentially tracks how often, on average, articles published in a particular journal have been cited by other researchers over a specific period, typically the past 2 years. It's a quick and easy way to gauge the relative importance of one journal compared to the others in the same field. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty and see how this impact factor is actually calculated. Calculating the impact factor might sound complicated, but it's actually quite straightforward. Let's break it down. Imagine we're looking at the Journal of Amazing Science Discoveries. Let's just call it JASD for short, or JSAD. It's our imaginary journal this time, folks. So to determine the impact factor for 2024, we need some data. First, we count how many times articles are published in JSAD during 2022 and 2023 were cited by other researchers in 2024. Let's say this number is 100. Next, we need to know how many articles JSAD published during 2022 and 2023. Let's assume that they published 50 articles during those 2 years. Now for the grand finale, to calculate the impact factor. We simply divide the number of citations, 100, by the number of articles, 50. Impact factor equals 100 divided by 50, which is 2. So the impact factor for JSAD in 2024 is 2. This means that on average, each article published in JSAD during 2022 and 2023 was cited twice by other researchers in 2024. Easy peasy, right? But remember, the impact factor is only one piece of the puzzle when it comes down to evaluating journals. let's check out a few other metrics that provide a more nuanced perspective. While the impact factor is a widely recognized metric, it's important to remember that it has limitations. It's like judging a book by its cover. You might get a general sense of its genre, but you won't know the full story until you delve deeper. Relying solely on impact factor can be misleading. It doesn't capture the full breadth and depth of a journal's influence. It's like judging a basketball team solely based on their points per game average. It tells you something, but it doesn't reveal the whole picture. That's why it's essential to consider other metrics that provide a more comprehensive view of the journal's performance. These alternative metrics offer valuable insights into citation patterns, research impact, and the overall quality of a journal's publications. So let's put on our analytical lenses and explore two such metrics, the mathematical citation quotient and the publication power approach. Now, the mathematical citation quotient, or MCQ for short, takes a little more granular approach to assessing journal influence. While the impact factor looks at citations over a two-year window, the MCQ zooms in on a shorter time frame, typically a single year. Think of it like comparing performance of two basketball players. The impact factor would be like looking at their average points per game over the past two seasons, while the MCQ would be like analyzing their performance in a single crucial game. The MCQ focuses on how often articles published in a journal are cited in the same year they were published. This provides a more immediate snapshot of the journal's impact, capturing the buzz surrounding its most recent publications. But how exactly is the MCQ calculated? Don't worry, let's break this down a little bit more. Calculating the MCQ is a bit like solving a fun math puzzle. Let's imagine we're looking at the Journal of Groundbreaking Research. Let's call it JGR. And we want to determine the MCQ for 2024. Here's the information that we need. The articles published in 2024, let's say JGR published 20 articles in 2024 and citations in 2024. Now, we need to find out how many times these articles were cited by other researchers within the same year, 2024. Let's assume that they received 30 citations. The MCQ calculation is simple. The MCQ equals the total citations in 2024 divided by the total articles published in 2024. The MCQ equals 30 divided by 20, which equals 1.5. So the MCQ for the JGR in 2024 is 1.5. This means on average, each article published in the JGR in 2024 received 1.5 citations for the same exact year. Now, that's not so bad, is it? The MCQ provides the valuable glimpse to the immediate impact of the journal's publications, but we still have another intriguing metric, the publication power approach. The publication power approach, or PPA, takes a different track altogether. Instead of solely focusing on citations, the PPA considers the number of articles a journal publishes within a specific subject area. It's like evaluating a basketball team not just for their wins, but also for the number of players that they have in the All-Star game. The PPA recognizes that journals publishing a larger volume of high-quality research within a particular field are likely to have a greater overall impact. This metric is particularly useful for comparing journals within niche or specialized fields where citation rates may be naturally lower due to a smaller pool of researchers. Let's illustrate the PPA with a practical example to solidify our understandings. Imagine two journals focusing on the fascinating world of underwater basket weaving. The Journal of Submerged Weaving Techniques, or JSWT, and the Journal of Aquatic Basketry, JAB. First, JSWT publishes 10 articles per year on underwater basket weaving. In contrast, JAB publishes 25 articles per year on the same topic. According to the PPA, JAB would be considered more influential because it publishes a larger volume of research within the specialized field of underwater basket weaving. This suggests that JAB is a hub for research in this area, attracting a larger community of underwater basket weaving enthusiasts and experts. The PPA provides a valuable perspective, especially when comparing journals within specialized fields, where citation rates might not tell the whole story. Now, we also have to weigh the pros and cons of impact factor, MCQ, and PPA. Each of the metrics we've discussed offers a unique lens through which to view journal influence. It's like having different tools in a scientist's toolkit. Each one serves a specific purpose. Impact factor looks at the broad overview of a journal's citation impact over a two-year period, making it suitable for comparing journals across different fields. MCQ offers a snapshot of a journal's immediate impact, highlighting the buzz surrounding the most recent publications. PPA shifts the focus to publication volume within a specific subject area, making it more useful for comparing journals within niche fields. It's important to remember that no single metric is perfect. They all have strengths and limitations, and it's crucial to consider the context and purpose of your evaluation when choosing which metrics to use. Now, what about the bigger picture? Journal metrics and research quality matter. When journal metrics provide valuable insights into a journal's influence and reach, it's crucial to remember that they're just one piece of the puzzle when it comes to evaluating research quality. Think of it like judging a science fair. You wouldn't just look at how many people stop by the booth. You'd also consider the scientific rigor, creativity, and overall impact in the project itself. Similarly, when assessing research, it's essential to look beyond the journal metrics and delve into substance of research itself. Consider the study's design, methodology, results, and conclusions to form a well-rounded judgment of its quality and contribution to the field. Journal metrics are valuable tools, but they should never overshadow the importance of critical thinking and careful evaluation of the research itself. So, as we've explored the world of academic publishing and the fascinating world of journal rankings and metrics, it's clear that understanding these tools are essential for navigating the ever-evolving landscape of academic publishing. Whether you're a seasoned researcher or just starting your scientific journey, remember to approach journal metrics with a discerning eye, recognizing their strengths, limitations, and the importance of always prioritizing the quality and integrity of the research itself. So keep those questions coming and never stop exploring the wonders of mathematics and science. Until next time, I'm your host, Autumn Fanaf, and thanks for joining us this week on another episode of Breaking Math.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.